This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to 93.3 CFMU Radio. This is Progressive Voices. I'm Riaz Sayani-Mulchi. Today I'm joined over the phone by Wendy Bones. Wendy is a tattoo artist based out of Kitchener, Ontario. She is a vegan, feminist, and animal rights activist who founded Koala, the Kitchener, Ontario Animal Liberation Alliance. Koala is an organization which hosts film screenings, does vegan outreach, organizes demonstrations, and writes animal rights literature. Wendy, along with a few others in the organization, the Grassroots Ontario Animal Liberation Network, have organized a demonstration against African lion safari this weekend. Wendy, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, Wendy, to begin, could you tell us about the African lion safari? What sort of animals are kept there, the conditions they're kept under, how the zoo functions, and why you'll be protesting against it this Saturday?
Okay, well, they have a ton of species there. Like, they have a bunch of different birds and mammals. They have vultures, cockatoos, parrots, camels, giraffes, rhinos, primates. So their enclosures are mostly, like, dirt, and they have little grass. They're living in a simulated habitat. So they have different areas where you can actually, like, drive your car through these enclosures to see the animals up close. So the problem is that it claims to be, like, a sanctuary, but it's really just a circus. So this whole idea of, like, keeping animals in a confined space to gaze upon them is actually rooted in aristocracies who would keep animals in this way to show off their wealth and power. So we're protesting the notion that animals are property or that they're a spectacle and that humans should be making money off their imprisonment. So all the animals that you see here are actually captured from the wild, like, decades ago, or they're descendants of those animals.
What sort of conditions are the animals at African Lion Safari kept under?
Okay, so they're kept in these simulated habitats. If you go, there's a bunch of different reports of, like, elephants being kept in these areas that are, like, mostly dirt with very little grass. They're not kept with their families necessarily while they're on display because they'll have certain, like, different animals on display every day from the groups. I remember reading one report of these elephants where there was a group of them and there was this little baby that kept trying to nurse, but all the adult females there didn't appear to be its mother because they weren't nursing him. So different conditions like that, and then they're just kept in barns over the winter. They're African animals, right? They have a lot of species from all over the world, but, I mean, these animals are not really designed to adapt to the Canadian winters that we have, so they keep them in these barns over the winter time. But, you know, you're keeping animals like elephants in a little barn for months and months at a time. It's not humane, you know, and to keep them, like, in these areas where people are driving their cars through and the kids are yelling and screaming and, like, you're staring at them, and it's a spectacle, it's a circus, it's not a sanctuary. The animals are not left alone. They're kept in these places where they're supposed to simulate how they would be in Africa or the other continents where the animals are from. But again, it's not natural. They're just there so that people can make money off of them and have them there as a spectacle.
And you mentioned the fact that African Lion Safari, while parading itself as a sanctuary, is actually a circus. So, in your opinion, how does the fact that African Lion Safari is a for-profit institution play a role in how the animals are treated?
Okay, well, like, compared to a sanctuary, at a sanctuary, the animals' needs are put first, so they're left alone and they're not forced to be near people or perform. They're well looked after, but, like I said, they're left alone to thrive. So at the safari, they market it as a family attraction, so, like, they want to grab the attention of children, so they force the animals to perform in these shows. And like I said, you can drive your car through the reserves, and, like, kids obviously aren't going to be impressed if they don't experience that direct interaction with the animals, right? So when profit's your motive, you look at your laborers as dollar signs for yourself rather than beings with their own motives for their own lives. So they disassociate from them emotionally and view them as property, and they claim it's educational, but, like I said, all they've done is create a spectacle of these exotic animals. There's a show called The Elephant Roundup where they make the elephants, like, go trunk to tail, and they perform just like they do in the circus, like stand on their front legs and do all these uncomfortable positions and everything, and the trainers use bull hooks to train them and make them perform. So you know that they're being abused when people aren't looking.
Wendy, how are these amusement parks or zoos in Ontario, like the African Lion Safari or another one that's garnered a lot of media attention, Marineland, regulated? And in your opinion, what needs to change there?
Well, unfortunately, there really is no, like, real regulation. Just, like, the definition of the word exotic itself changes depending on the organization. So, you know, for example, there's no government requirement for reporting elephant births and deaths, for one. And especially because the African Lion Safari is a private facility, they don't really have to give any information out. There's this organization called CASA, the Canadian Association of Zoos and Aquariums, and it's supposed to accredit these organizations to give them legitimacy, but the problem is that they're actually funded by these very zoos and aquariums, which they claim to regulate. So if these places don't pass inspection, then CASA doesn't get money. So ideally, what needs to change is the notion that animals are property. I think that habit destruction obviously needs to stop. We need to stop depleting all of the species on the planet. I mean, these are all ideal, but what needs to change, I guess, is just that we need better animal protection in our laws until people realize that animals are not property.
Can you tell us a bit more about the group organizing the protest and how our listeners can get involved in protesting African Lion Safari?
Yeah, sure. So the group protesting the park is comprised of just concerned citizens and various activist groups. We tend to converge at various locations for different demonstrations. We're actually doing Marineland opening day, like 2 weeks after the safari. But if the people who are listening, if you want to get involved, you can go to veganismisthefuture.com/ALS. You can see some video footage of the mistreatment of elephants there and read some more facts. If you want to get involved, I mean, you can contact Marineland Animal Defense on Facebook. You can check out the Goal Network, G-O-A-L Network, or you can check out Koala, Kitchener, Ontario Animal Liberation Alliance on Facebook. Or, I mean, you can organize a demonstration yourself. You can distribute literature, educate people. Yeah, there's tons. I mean, if you want to reach out to Marineland Animal Defense or Koala, we can definitely point you in the direction.
And Wendy, the details for the protest this Saturday.
So the demonstration begins at noon and it goes till about 2 o'clock. People are going to be there before and after, but the main demo is just 2 hours, noon to two. And we're going to have a lot of street theater, hopefully, like lots of cool animal masks and costumes. We're going to be tabling and handing out literature to families and people there, and just trying to educate people. It will be a protest, like there will be a lot of people with signs and stuff, but we're hoping to educate people about the issues surrounding animals in captivity and why animals are not property and they shouldn't be treated this way or exploited.
Awesome. Wendy, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me on the show today and letting us know about everything going down this Saturday to protest African Lion Safari. And for all my listeners checking rabble.ca, all the links to the Facebook event and the groups organizing the protest will be posted there.
Thank you so much.
This is Progressive Voices on 93.3 CFMU Radio. Progressive Voices is also available online at news site rabble.ca. You can access Progressive Voices at www.rabble.ca/podcasts/progressive-voices, where you can find all of the show's episodes uploaded as MP3 files. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.